AM 1360, FM 94.9, KSCJ. For a recap of today's biggest news stories, stocks, sports, weather, and more, here's Mark Hahn.
All right, and I'm going to be joining Phil Kirpin, president of American Commitment, in just a minute. Last night, we had North Dakota at Iowa at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. Six o'clock was the pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off. Have another one coming up Friday, Alabama State at Iowa. Same story, 6 pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off right here on KSCJ. And, of course, football, Rutgers at Iowa. And that time is to be announced, it says here. And that's on Veterans Day, the 11th, this Saturday. So we'll keep an eye on that, and we'll keep you up to date with that. All right, and Hawk Talk is up at 6:30 here tonight. Phil Kirpin, good to have you back on Drive Time Live. I think we might have touched base on this one time before, talking about AARP and the United Healthcare. Now, when you first look at that on the surface, Phil, you would think, what's wrong with that? I mean, don't most places try to get corporate money to help offset printing and everything else that goes with it? What's the unholy alliance here between the two?
Well, it's really the scope and the scale of what they've done, political dimension to it. And I know your state gets carpet bombed by AARP every presidential caucus year, so I'm sure you're seeing it everywhere you look right now, the level of political engagement. But also, I think there's a serious lack of transparency. And there's some irony with, you know, the liberals and the Democrats constantly talking about junk fees. And I think very few seniors that are in AARP United Health products know that 5% of their premium every single month when they pay it is being skimmed off the top and given to AARP for their general operating expenditures. And they're now booking corporate royalty revenue in excess of $1 billion a year, billion with a B. And a lot of it gets spent on politics. And in particular, they are very one-sided in terms of the political engagement. So when they were pushing Biden's so-called Inflation Reduction Act last year, they had about 90-plus members that we were able to identify, House and Senate, where they gave the full loving treatment to them. Now, they're a nonprofit, so they don't say vote for this person, but they say so-and-so is a hero of seniors and saved Social Security and Medicare and is a great and wonderful person and so on and so forth. 90-plus of those we were able to identify. Only one was a Republican, and it was a Republican from the state of Idaho who only had token opposition, was going to win anyway. And so they're basically minting money. Seniors are paying for it every month on their insurance premium, and it goes overwhelmingly to one side of the aisle politically. And I think this has really harmed our ability to get anything actually productive done on health care. And I think of what they did on Obamacare, which was just all pointed towards making more money for United Health and mandating people buy their products. And of course, you know, United stock has gone up like 1,000% since then or more. I don't know. It's like a straight up, you know, if you look at the chart, it just goes up and up and up and up. And of course, it's been very lucrative for AARP as well. And I think the last year we sort of saw a smaller version of that play out again in that there were supersized Obamacare subsidies in the so-called Inflation Reduction Act and the drug price controls, which were kind of the centerpiece of it. None of that money was kept in Medicare to shore up Medicare. They used it to spend on green energy giveaways and all the other nonsense spending that was in that bill. You know, a legitimate seniors group would have said, no, if we can save money in Medicare, it ought to be kept in Medicare. And of course, that's not what was done in that bill, but they were fine with it. They were not just fine with it. They were everywhere promoting it. And so I think that they've become a huge problem because of the amount of money they have and the fact that people still think that they speak for seniors, and that so they have an incredible amount of lobbying influence. And that's why we started our Commitment to Seniors project to expose them, and to try to take the shine off them and reduce their ability to distort policy debates in Washington.
Well, you mentioned the Obamacare when they were first talking about rolling that out and making the signatures and getting behind closed doors on meetings to kind of ram this through anyhow. I think it made a lot of seniors rather angry because they weren't in favor of Obamacare. They weren't in favor of it. They knew it was going to be quite expensive and wasn't going to cover much. But they were not in favor of it, but yet it still went through. So, yeah, a lot of seniors left with a bad taste in their mouth when it comes to AARP because of that.
Yeah, there was an investigative report that the House Ways and Means Committee did after the Republicans took over that actually got a hold of a lot of internal emails from AARP, and it revealed that the calls and letters from their own members were running 14-1 against Obamacare when they came out in favor of it, when they endorsed it. So they certainly were not representing their own membership and, you know, what their members were telling them. And I also think that, as I said, most of their members don't actually know that they're paying that 5% dig every month off the top of their premiums. And I, if they were representing seniors, they would say, let's lower our premiums, right? They would say, instead of us taking a big cut, why don't you just charge our members less? And there was actually, it's interesting, there was federal class action litigation on this issue where a whole bunch of seniors sued in federal court. They said, look, they're not looking out for our interests the way they're supposed to as a membership organization. They're ripping us off, essentially, by skimming this money off the top. And they actually got that case dismissed. And their winning legal argument was, we have no relationship of trust or obligation with our members. It's just a business relationship, and we can sell them things and make money on it. And the judge agreed with that. But I think it's very telling that, that's how they actually, when it comes down to it, that's how they represent what they're doing in court.
Phil Kirpin, president of American Commitment, is my guest. We're talking about AARP and their alliance with United Healthcare, one of the bigs when it comes to health insurance in this country, but also one of the bigs that on another subject that you and I had talked about that really is a black hole of money, and it takes away from the mom-and-pop pharmacies, are those pharmacy benefit managers. And AARP are combined with United Healthcare. United Healthcare has a whole farm of pharmacy benefit managers out there that are basically skimming off the top.
Yeah, they've expanded into a lot of other businesses beyond just insurance. They own Optum Rx. They purchased that several years ago. That's one of the largest pharmacy benefit managers, and that allows them to steer a lot of the pharmaceutical purchasing in a way that benefits them, and it also enables them to play games to avoid some of the Obamacare regulations that would otherwise harm them, because they can sort of bill themselves for more, and then internally that helps them avoid doing refunds to their members as would have been required in the last few years when claims dropped a lot. And, it's incredible. They've now got a lot of doctors on site. They're actually, United Health is now larger than the largest bank. They're now larger than J.P. Morgan. So, and they have a bank. So they have an Optum bank as well. One of the businesses they're in, which I find remarkable, is they actually now have a lending business for doctors, for medical providers, who are waiting for them to pay their claims, which they do very, very slowly over many, many months. They say, while you're waiting for us to pay your claims, which we're going to take a very long time to do, we'll lend you money if you need it to stay afloat. So they're also in that business.
It's kind of like those tax services, right? If you want your money right now, after we put the your signature on the dotted line when we do your tax, we'll give it to you. But they don't tell you how much interest you're going to pay on that upfront loan on your tax refund.
Well, yeah, I'm sure the terms are favorable for them. Otherwise, what would be the point of doing the slow pay?
Exactly.
But I just think, it's remarkable. One of the things that Trump did that AARP was totally against was he said that any rebates in Medicare Part D that are paid from the manufacturer to the pharmacy benefit manager, they need to be passed on to seniors at the point of sale. And they went crazy against that. And I could never make sense of that as a policy matter. You would think it's kind of a no-brainer, an easy thing policy politically. Seniors would love to see those discounts reflected at the register, pay less when they go to buy drugs. And I really think they were just doing corporate lobbying on behalf of the PBM division of their, billion-dollar-a-year partner, United.
No.
And that's why they wanted to keep those flowing, to the corporate bottom line as opposed to going to seniors.
And that is Optum Rx is what Phil was referring to. So tell us a little bit more about how American Commitment is really trying to hold their feet to the fire here on commitment to seniors. What kind of changes do you think you're going to be able to get moving along there, Phil?
Well, we've been following them around a little bit. You might have seen we've got a mobile billboard truck with some of this information on it. We've been following them to some of their events there in Iowa as well as in New Hampshire. And we've got some polling that we've done and we've tried to get media with, and we've briefed people up on Capitol Hill. And so we're just trying through every means we can find to make sure that people understand that when AARP speaks, they're really speaking for their billion-dollar-a-year corporate partner, UnitedHealth. And look, you know, I'm all for corporations being able to wait. If that's fine. But there ought to be some clarity when they do. They ought not be able to hide behind a group that has a very good brand for many decades ago. They used to represent seniors, but really no longer does. And if people want more information on our research into their financials or on our public opinion research that we've done, or any of the other things we've discussed on this, you go to AmericanCommitment.org and click on Commitment to Seniors. You can see all our stuff there on the website. We also have a form letter you can write into Congress to say, you know, AARP doesn't speak for me. You got to consider their relationship with UnitedHealth. And you can send that off as is or edit it however you want, and we'll make sure it gets delivered. But everything, as I said, is on AmericanCommitment.org, and then if you just click on Commitment to Seniors, you'll see it.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right. If seniors only knew that 5% of their Medicare Part B or C or whatever is through UnitedHealthcare, that percentage is going to go to AARP. And instead of rebating, you know, the seniors the cost of this insurance or helping them out even more for their prescriptions, that's what they need to know. And AARP is not the only game in town, friends.
But, Mark, more importantly, a lot of that money goes into Democratic politics. So if you're a conservative or a Republican, when you pay your monthly premium and they skim that 5% off the top, you're supporting a whole bunch of candidates and causes you disagree with.
No, that's absolutely true. That's true, and that's another consideration. And there are other alternatives out there to AARP, conservative alternatives as well. Phil Kirpin, president of the American Commitment, and its Commitment to Seniors is what you want to look up. They're going to battle away for you.
I've been with Tyson for a little over a year. I was looking for a new opportunity, and I found one.
Tyson Fresh Meats in Dakota City has more opportunities.